Okay, we are in Drasha Saran Drasha Shishi in the Mosad Rav Kux, we're on page Resh Mem. Okay, so the Ran is going back to a pasuk he quoted earlier that in the future the Jews will no longer rely on anything other than Hashem. So the Ran says, Uba Omru la Yosef o Che'er Yisrael upleitas beis Yaakov lihishayin al makehu. In the future the Jews will no longer rely on those that hit them. So he's going to explain what that means. Bir lanu inyan niflem od. So this pasuk explains to us an incredible thing. The who. Ki ein safek, ki asibas hapoalos ba'ish. There's no doubt. The things that affect the person, kol asher yusifu kurva yechlash kocham ba'atzelas ha'ish u'b'hakel ra'aso. The closer they are to you, the less likely they are to be able to save you. V'hepech, and the opposite, ki v'rachka mimenu, based on how far away they are. And he'll explain that in a second. V'him shel ha'pasuk, Mashal b'ish yatsa mishpato lios muke. The mashal is a person who his judgment was that he has to get hit. He has to get malchus b'ritzua, be hit with a strap, be whipped. Hasiba hamazekas elav hayosa kruva. The thing that's most close to him in terms of what's going to cause him the pain is haritzua, is the whip itself, the strap. Ve'en la koach ba'akel nizko klal. The strap can't help him out. Varachokim imenu ala madriga. The thing that's the next step back, further away, hua ish hamake. That's the person who's using the whip to hit him. Asher hu shliach hapakidu ha-shofit, who's the messenger of the judge, or the policeman, whatever, the messenger. V'hi yoser chazakim enesiba yoser krova shiheretzua. So that's a little further away, that's a step removed. The thing that actually hurts him is the whip. The person holding the whip, who's hitting him with the whip, is a little step removed. And he's closer to being able to help him, because he's the one who's actually hitting, but he's not that powerful in being able to save the person he's hitting, because the executioner, whatever the person charged with whipping the guy, so he can't just say, okay, forget it, I won't whip you. He has no right to do that. His job was to whip the guy. All he can do is not hit as hard, so no one would notice that he's not hitting as hard. Lo lahavirim, he can't just not hit the guy. Ki hu brishu sapakino ha-shofit, because he's under the jurisdiction of the judge. The judge tells him this guy has to get hit, he has to hit him. V'chein ha-pakin. So to the judge or the guy in charge, asher hu siba yoser rechokas, that's a step removed even further. The judge who said he was guilty, ein lo yichol ha-shalim ki hu brishu ha-melech. He can't just decide, okay, I don't care about the law, we'll skip your punishment. He doesn't really have the right to do that because he's really under the jurisdiction of the king. And only the king can really pardon someone against the law, even though he should be hit. It's only really the king who can say, okay, forget it. So, v'hapesi hamuka mischanin lamaka. So, if you're a total fool and you're getting hit, so you'll try to ask for mercy from the thing that's hitting you. Lo la shofet ola melech. Instead of asking the judge for mercy or the king, instead you ask the guy who's hitting you for mercy, or worse, say the whip. So that would be a fool, and the opposite of a wise man. The wise man goes to the most far removed step from him, and that's the king himself. That's the person you want to ask mercy from, the judge, or even better, the king. You're not going to get anywhere arguing with the guy whose job it is to hit you. So too, we, Mizman Hazeh, Nishanim al Makenu. Nowadays we're relying on the ones who hit us. That's what he means. The pasuk that says Klal Yisrael will stop relying on the ones that hit them. That's what he means. That's this mashal is about that. We try to ask mercy from the thing that's hitting us, from the whip or from the person that's hitting us, like the nations that are attacking us. And all our strategies to try to save ourselves are, how are we going to, get out of the goyim beating us up? How are we going to make armies or lobby with the king, the king of the goyim to not hurt us? But in that case, they're similar to the guy whose job it is to hit us. Person we should be talking to is Hashem. He's the one who has the right to say, okay, forget it. This is what the pasuk is blaming the Jews. They would send to Egypt, to the kings of Egypt, to save them, to protect them, to not hurt them. And instead, that's like talking to the policeman, to the guy whose job it is to hit you, instead of going to the judge. But we should be going, instead of pleading to the nations of the world to leave us alone, we should be pleading to Hashem. So too the Torah blamed Asa, that when Asa got sick, he didn't dive into Hashem, rather he just called doctors. So too somebody is afraid about bad air, and all he does is work about how to purify his air. Or he's afraid of eating unhealthy foods. He tries to fix them. All those are right, but in your heart, you have to know what's really in charge. They're only going to the things that are close to them, that their ability to, in reality, save you is low. They just rely on the things that hit them, the bad food, the diseases, instead of Hashem, which is really the one who sends them or takes them away. But anyone who Hashem's opened his eyes, Nishan Alav, relies on Hashem. And he does tshuva, he fixes his ways, mischarit al rosh asa, and he regrets on the averus that he did. And with that, that's how he can get healed for his soul and his body. Great is tshuva that it brings healing to the world. Shneamar erpa meshuvasam ohavim nedava. I will heal them. I love their giving. It means that their tshuva brings healing. Meshuvah sam, erpa meshuvah sam avim. Because the pasuk is referring to Hashem will heal their sins, but it means, I guess, heal them also physically. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmina, Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan, G'dola tshuva shemarechas shnosav shel adam. Greatest tshuva that it lengthens a person's day, shenamar, b'shuv rasha mirisha so, when a rasha does tshuva, v'asa mishpat utztaka, aleihem, hu yichya. So that person will live. A person does tshuva, they will live, it makes them live longer, it heals their diseases if they're sick. So that's what we learned from those psukim. The Ran says, even if the tshuva is because things are going bad, not because, you know, you on your own thought, oh, maybe I should do tshuva for my averus. You're only doing tshuva because something bad happened. Still, Hashem still accepts it. This is one of God's kindnesses to us. And the pasuk explained this when it said, you will ask for, you search out Hashem from there, from in Golus, and you will find Hashem when you go after Hashem with all your heart and soul. Even when things are bad, when things are bad and all the bad klalos happen, all the bad curses happen to you in the end of days, and you will return to God and do what He says. Hashem is merciful. Hashem won't destroy you, won't leave you, won't forget His covenant with you that He made to your fathers, that He swore to them. So, bottom line is, tshuva is always accepted under all circumstances, and it will always save you, and that's the real thing to trust in Hashem. Amna mishkan inyan sarach mir. However, there's something here that needs explanation. Shari amru b'sof yuma, it says in the end of yuma, heichi dami bal tshuva. What's called a bal tshuva? Amri Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, kilgon shabas liyado dvar aveira, where you sinned, pam rishona vishniya, vishlishis, v'nitzel mimena. You sinned with an avera, and the exact same avera happens to you again, and you don't sin. That's called tshuva. And Machmir Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda showed, ba'osa isha, same lady, ba'osa perek, same time, ba'osa makam, same place, meaning exactly a person sinned in a certain thing, and that exact thing happens to them again on the exact same day, feeling exactly as tired as they were on that day, and this time they don't sin. That's full tshuva. Okay, lefize yiksha, so the Ran says, according to that, we have a problem. What if you're not young anymore? How are you going to do tshuva? When I was young and I was full of desire, so then, you know, things were very difficult for me to resist sin. Now I'm 75, and it's not so difficult for me to resist sin. So I feel bad about my averus. But how am I going to do tshuva shlema? I will never be in the same situation. I'm already too old for that. Shema tomar, shkachem advar. Maybe you'll say, yeah, you're right. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't do a full tshuva. Maybe you'll think that. Shein tshuva asr shleima, but Gemara is not a full tshuva. Zayino says, there aren't, no, it's not true. You can do tshuva shleima. Shrei yomer b'sof perakamit the Kedushin, because it says in Kedushin, afilu rasha gomer kol yomav asr tshuva b'achrona in maskirin lo shum rasha. Even someone who was a rasha their whole lives and did tshuva at the end, they will not remember for him any rishas. They forget the whole avera. Shenemar v'rishas harasha le'yikashelba, the evil of the rasha, he will not stumble in it, biyom tshuva mirayasho, when he does tshuva. Hare b'achrona, enu ba'oso perek. And if you're at the end of your life, so you're not at the same, you're not going to be in the same situation again, so how can the Gemara and Kedushin say, if you were in evil your whole life, and you do tshuva at the end, you'll be okay? You can't do tshuva shleim if the person's at the end of their life. So that a person can do tshuva until the very end of their life, the last breath in their mouth, they can do tshuva. So a person's obviously not in the same situation at their last breath. Rather, the explanation is the following. Tshuva has two parts to it. One is kaparas ha'avonos hakodmin. One is forgiveness and deleting of the earlier sins. Vashni, and the second one is tosefes aschus yoser mishim lo asa averes v'shav mehen, an extra mitzvah that you would never have gotten had you not done the averes to start with. Kimavad she'atshuva mechaperes ha'avonos hakodmim, because besides the fact that tshuva is a kapara and forgives you about your earlier for your earlier sins, he mitzvah the same in the Torah. It's also a mitzvah to do tshuva. It's its own separate mitzvah. You obviously can't do that mitzvah until you've sinned. So in a sense, it's an extra schus you get through these averes. That's right. It's an extra schus when you do the tshuva. V'himin ha-mitzvah she'edinu rabosenu zal she'en betachlis ha-schar. These are from the mitzvahs that Chazal told us have a great schar. B'zeh ha-chelek ha-sheni dibru sham b'yoma. And this is what, in this second half, that you get an extra schus for doing tshuva. That's what they were talking about in Yuma, Shari Amr Sham, because it says there, Gedola tshuva shezadonis na'asus lokas chuyas. That tshuva is so great that your averos become mitzvos. Again, and the Rad would be explaining it in this way, that you get a schus, the averos become a schus, because they let you do the mitzvah of tshuva. Shenam rebeshuv rashim rishasov asa mishmet v'tztak aleim hu yechean. It quotes this pasuk, that when a person does tshuva, so he will live. Further, if a person does tshuva, they forgive him and the whole world. So you see, he has another schus that he can help the whole world. So you see, when the Gemara in Yuma that told you have to be in the same situation and not sin again, so you see that Gemara in Yuma was not just talking about forgiveness. That Gemara in Yuma was talking about the extra schus, that zedonis nasev kischuyos, that your averes become like mitzvos. Avalhi musefes schus gadol. That's what it's talking about in Yuma, where you get the extra schus of your averes become mitzvos, because they led to tshuva, and you saved the whole world. Valzeh emrusham, hechi dami bal tshuva. That's what Chazal said, and it's on that they were saying, what's about tshuva? Kolomer, what does it mean, what's about tshuva? Shekocho chazakal kach. They meant, who's about tshuva that is on this high level? Shelo daishi mechaperes avonos hakodmin. Not only do they forgive you for your original averes, avonos senes tosefes chus kol kach, that it gives the person extras chusim. Who's that? Kigon shebas yodon dvar avera bosa isha bosa perik bosa rakam. That's when it's talking about where the person has to be in the exact same situation. That's when their tshuva is at that high level that it's actually considered then what they did in the past, a mitzvah and a super chus. The tshuva that's not quite like that. Amnam taspek lechaper ha'avonus hakonmin. So that's enough to erase your old averus of alotus of schos, but it's not considered a mitzvah. It's not like you did a mitzvah during those times when you sinned, but it is enough that it deletes the bad part of it, deletes the averus. So a person can always do a full teshuva in that it will totally get rid of all the averus, even if they do tshuva when they're 95 on their deathbed. But it will not be, that's again, of course, it has to be a full tshuva in the person's heart deep down within, but it doesn't become a mitzvah unless the person is put in the exact same situation and prevails. Okay, amnam tzarech b'tshuva zel sh'tiyah gemura. So this tshuva that a person does when they're 95 or at any stage of their life has to be a full tshuva. It can't be that you're not really deep, deep, deep down not ever going to do it again, if you were in that situation. Not that a person claps al chait, with his lips and his mouth, and the person's not always searching his ways. A person always has to be searching their ways to see what they did and how they can improve. Whether it's sins between man and God or whether it's sins between man and his friend. The person should always be thinking about the averis they did. That's part of the tshuva process. Besides that a person asks for forgiveness and intends to never do them again, they also have to think about them, their averis that they did. They have to always remember them and feel bad about them, to not ever go back to them. Shereyanu roi m'shech tzinkenu, because we see by David HaMelech Sha'amar, ki pishe ani eida v'chatasi negdi tamid, that my sins I know, and my sins are in front of me always. And v'yosham, Rav Asinu Zal M'sech HaShabbos, even though Chazal told us in M'sech HaShabbos, kala omer David chata eino latoa, anyone who says David actually sinned is making a mistake. We're talking about the story with his wife, David and Basheva. So Gemara says anyone who said David sinned is making a mistake. But still, because there was, when the Gemara, as he's going to explain, when the Gemara says David didn't sin, it means David didn't sin like it sounds like in the Pasuk that he sinned. But there was some element of a shogeg there, some element of sin. David was very worried and upset about it. Like he says, I will tell my averos, I am afraid of my sins. Even though he didn't sin the sin that appears from the psukim, anyone who says that David sinned that way is mistaken. Now the Ron's going to digress a little. Talking about David, it does need an explanation. Why does the pasuk write the story of David and Bathsheba as if David sinned a terrible sin? When someone does something by accident and makes a mistake, the pasuk usually doesn't say what they did. Like the Gemara says, Atarik Sasa Batamagalo. So the story, the Gemara says that the Rabbi Kiva said that the Makoshish, the one who was chopping trees in the Chumash, was Tzlafchan, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Masir complains to him, if the Torah didn't say who it was, why do you got to say who it was? So you see, the Torah doesn't write bad things about people if it's a mistake. Koshkin Shayirai Zeb David, certainly by David. Shespalos at David Davin, that it shouldn't be known his sin, which, like we said, was not the sin that the pasuk says, just a small sin, a mistake. Like the Gemara says, Yomashne Parnasim Tovim Hayulhem Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Jews had two people in charge of them that were very good, Moshe and David. Moshe, it says by him, Yichtav Sirchani. Moshe wanted the Torah to write what he did wrong. Shneamar Yan Lohem Mantem Bilak Disheni, where the pasuk says that Hashem punished Moshe that he couldn't go into Israel because, like Rashi, hit the rock, whatever it was, he wasn't Mekadesh Hashem. David Amar, and David said, Al Yichtav Sarchani. David said, please do not write what I did in the Chumash. Shneamar, in the Nach, I guess. Ashri Nesui Pesha Kesui Chata'a. That's, well, fortunate is a person whose sins are hidden. And since that's the case, why does the Torah say over the story of David and Bathsheba as if David did some terrible avera? From the psukim, it's mashma something terrible like adultery, and Chazal say he didn't do that chait. So why the Ram wants to know why is it written that way? The reason is because what's written and hidden in the story of David are very important for the Baal Tshuva. Kama Shamra Basinu Zal, like Chazal told us, Shem Chata Yachid, Omrim Lo Klach Etel Yachid. If a person, it's an individual sin, so they say, go to the Yachid. Meaning David shouldn't have sinned, and it all happened so that people should learn from him. Anyway, the Pasuk talks about as if David did this terrible Avera. The small amount that David did, whatever tiny avera David did, the Chazal say, okay, he did a tiny bit of avera. So that was for David as if he did what the psukim say. What it sounds like from the psukim that he did, meaning it was a very slight thing, but to Davin and someone on David's level, it was like adultery. Modiak, of course, it was not. You know, Chazal explained why it wasn't. You know, that there was a get given and all that. It doesn't matter. The psukim make it sound like it was somebody else's wife, Bathsheba. But in reality, Chazal say, no, that wasn't the case. But to David, or for David, for someone on David's level, that small level of whatever on his level was not appropriate. So to him, so for him, it was considered as if someone on his level, it was as if someone on our level would have done something like that, adultery. The pasuk's trying to tell you, even when someone does a terrible avera, she's kapilo, that person can do tshuva. Commission is kapilo, avon le David. Just like David was forgiven, if Yosef Nero, Atzim Ipshate Haksuvim, Shehaya Yosef Roy the Anish Ladavik Vigoldo to go, and David being such a huge tzaddik, and Hashem always, is careful with his tzaddikim to give them punishment so that they can be totally holy in the next world. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim Sviva Kuchot Asayra. Hashem is very careful with his, people who are close to him, super tzaddikim, that they get their punishment. So David should have been punished, and he wasn't. At least, not in that way. Like we saw by Moshe, when Moshe sinned, so he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And you see, David must have been forgiven. So Chazal were telling you, when it says David sinned, like with adultery, that's a mistake. He didn't do that. But the reason the psukim make it that way is so that someone who wants the tshuva should see David did something that on his level was the equivalent of adultery for a regular person. In other words, it was a terrible avera. And yet, you see, you can do tshuva for it because David was forgiven and he wasn't killed and destroyed like someone who did adultery would. So a person should see from that you can do tshuva from any avera and God will forgive you. And we say, but Gamkein, Davar Rav to Alistair, from this we'll learn something else very important. So, Tzarech Lebala Tshuva, Lasim Chatav Neged Einav Tamid. You also learn from this that a person, a Baal Tshuva, someone who wants to return from their from the averas they've done in their past, they have to always be thinking about what they did. Shariyanu Roim B'David Shlo Chata, because we see David didn't sin, really. B'Avabichin Ayomer V'Chatashi Neged Di Tamid. He still would say, my sins are before me always. L'chein Roi L'chaladam She'izbonim B'inyanav B'shos Yiduos. Therefore, a person should think about it at various times, whenever they have a chance. A person should think about all their ways, all the details of their ways, so that a person can do a full tshuva. A person has to make time. We know Mishael Sharman says this person has to make time to think about the things they've done wrong. Find time daily, preferably, to do that, to think about what they may have done wrong so that they can do tshuva. And like Duran says, always think about it. And now, after a person has done tshuva, after Yom Kippur is over, after a person has gone through the tshuva process and they know they're not going to do it again, and they feel bad about it, then they don't have to be afraid if something bad is coming, seems to be coming their way. They don't have to be afraid. Just the opposite. They should have trust in Hashem. They should have bitachon in Hashem that Hashem will save them. Because even in very scary times, in very dangerous situations, it's fitting that a person should strengthen their bitachon Hashem, have trust in Hashem, that Hashem can help them. Like the pasuk says, "Bitchu bo b'chaleis," trust in Hashem at all times. Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishlei, "Bitchu bo b'chaleis, ki gam be'es ha'mefuchen ba'od," because even in very scary times. And it looks like there's all the gates of salvation are closed. Looks like there's no way the person's going to get saved. Hashem is barach matzil hachosim bo. Hashem saves those who hoped him, those who trust in him. Kigan tia haparanos klali, and now the Ran adds a big chiddush. Even if there is a general calamity happening, I mean, it's not just that something bad is happening to the person. Chas v'shalom. Something bad is happening to the nation. Let's say there's wars. Or something bad happening to the general Jewish people, in which case that he or she should personally be saved requires an even higher level of Hashem helping you out. Hashem Yisbarach Matzal Botchimo. Still, Hashem saves those who trust in Him. Now, as we know, Chazal tell us, Kivin Shnitan Rishus Tamashches, like the Rana said, in the Mafim bin Tzadik Rosh, when the Yetzer Hara, when the Malach HaMav is given free reign, he doesn't tell the difference between Tzadikim and Rishayim. But he's still saying, if you have Bitachon on Hashem, it can help you. Hashem saves those who trusted him. Kamosh Amar HaNavi, Tov Hashem, Lema'oz Biyom Tzara, Biyodea Chosei Bo. Hashem is good, he is strength in the day of Tzara, and he knows, means he knows he's connected to those who hope to him. Over and when bad things happen, they do the bad things happen in its place. So he says, the pasuk is saying Hashem is good to those who hope to Him, who trust in Him. But Tzoni Lomar, Hashem does not treat them with judgment, but rather with goodness. For Yodeo Mashkiach Bachosim, and Hashem knows and is Mashkiach with those who hope to Him. Vasher Gam Kashiyah Hashetef over Misaber Layasek Kol Raka Makom Bemiuchadla. Because even when bad things happen, they only happen in the places that they're supposed to happen, specific places, and a person can be saved. I would just point out, if you do get a chance, the Ramban in Parshas Vayira, it's very important to see. There's a Ramban in Parshas Vayira on the Pasuk Kiyadatim Lamana Asher Yitzav Ezbanav, where the Pasuk there says, Hashem says, I know Avram Avinu Kiyadatim. And the Ramban says there, Yidatim means, like what the Ranja said, it means connected to, has Hashkacha with. That is, he says there that many people are Nez of the Mikra. Most people are given over to chance, to happenstance. Of course, he doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't know what's going on. That we know from the Ramban, famous Ramban elsewhere in Parshas Bo, says obviously Hashem controls everything. But if a person is in a situation where, let's say, you know, there's a general destruction, there's a war going on, or a Holocaust, or something terrible going on, so most people are not typically saved, even if, you know, they haven't murdered anyone recently or nothing terrible, they didn't do anything terrible, but if they have Avera, so they'll, you know, they could get swept up in the when there's a general punishment against Klal Yisrael. But here the Ran is saying that Hashem is Yodea, same idea, Hashem is connected to, like the Ramban says in Vayera, Hashem has Hashkacha with, so here he's saying those who hope to Him. It's just a special schus. If a person has Bitachon and Hashem, then Hashem gives them special Hashkacha Pratis, that they can be saved. Special Yediyah, special connection, which is normally reserved only for super tzaddikim. The Ran is saying if a person has Bitachon and Hashem, that's a special schus that they can be saved. They hope to Hashem. We've seen many times when there's been a gzera of a punishment on a nation or on a person, and then when they do tshuva, when they do good actions, then the punishment stops. Like the story of Nineveh, and the story of Chizkiah, who was supposed to die, the Navi said Chizkiah is going to die, and he was saved when he did tshuva. Shamar lo Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem said to him, Shamati es tefila secha, Risi es demascha, Hineni yosif al yamecha, Chamesh es reishana. So Hashem says, I heard your tefilas and your tshuva, I will give you an extra 15 years. Gam Nebuchadnezzar, also Nebuchadnezzar, Yisiel denai al etza, Daniel gave him an etza, and said, Lahain malka malchi yishbar, that king, you should listen to my advice, alecha, my advice to you, v'chata'echa b'tzdaka prok. You should get rid of your averos with tzedaka. Chain hayelo, and that's what happened. For Inimus of Shabbos, we also see in the Gemara Shabbos, Ma'isim b'bnei Adam, Shayu b'nei Vavus, Kviyateva, people who should have died based on nature, based on what astrology says, basically, by nature they should have been dead. But still, when they did tshuva, when they did good acts, that stopped them from being killed. Why? Nothing that happens with us is just nature. Hashem controls everything and is watching everything. Which is based on, in other words, the Hashem's hashkacha with us, Hashem's being showing that He's actively involved with us, is based on how much we put our faith and our emuna in Hashem, kviya mitzvah shenekayim, and also based on mitzvahs. Of course, a person has emuna in Hashem and does all of Eros, they can't expect to be, have a great life. But if a person is doing mitzvahs and they have their emunah Hashem deep in their hearts, then they'll have special hashkacha. And with this, God promised us to inherit Eretz Yisrael, to get long life, Amr, as the pasuk says, "Vashimosa alavachi ki Hashem alokim." You will return to your heart that Hashem is God. V'shamartes chukam es mitzvosav sharanochi mitzav chayom asheritim lacha. You'll keep the mitzvos that I Hashem command you, so that it'll be good for you, ulvanecha, and to your kids, acharecha, after you, l'man tarich yamim al adama, and then you should live a long life on this earth, asher Hashem alokecha, noshin lecha kal yam, and Hashem gives you all the days. And that is the end of the Drush HaShishi. Mr. Hashem, next time we will have a Chazar Drush HaShishi, and then go to the next.